I come home to find you with your dick in a glass of milk.
Right. Oh, no. No more.
2 years. She's waiting 2 years.
Haven't broken up.
Just do it. Just why hang around? It. You do know OnlyFans.
I don't.
You've got an account.
No.
Whose baby Albert?
No.
He lives in my trousers.
I don't understand. I don't want to understand.
Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. How is it going? Hope you're doing good. Hope you're having a lovely day, whatever you're up to. So going back to season one of the podcast, back to last year, I recorded an episode with my entire family, my mum, my dad, and my sister, in which I discovered and learned multiple things about my family members, in particularly my mum and my dad, that I just didn't need to know. Just information that never ever needs to go into my brain and get stored. And unfortunately it has, and now I can't do anything about it. But for some reason, the episode in particular with my family ended up being, I think, the second most listened to episode we've done of the podcast, which means we're back. I thought it'd only be right to do another episode with them for season two. Now, I recorded this episode a couple of days ago. It is... I don't even know how to bloody describe it. All I know is that we just jumped straight in. As soon as the mics were set up, everyone just felt incredibly comfortable. There was no introductions as to who's who, because we've already done an episode for season one. So there was no like, oh, mum, introduce yourself. Dad, introduce yourself. Poppy, introduce yourself. In fact, none of them even gave... No, wait, my dad did. My dad definitely bloody... Oh, no, I've just remembered it. We were going to jump straight into the episode just reading secrets that were submitted by you, the audience. However, my dad, last minute, just started saying a secret of his own. We'd already agreed that we weren't going to be doing that, that we'd left all of our own personal secrets in season one of the podcast. We didn't need to all bring another secret of our own until my dad started telling a story that I wish I didn't know. So you're about to hear it, but just before we jump in, if you haven't already listened to the podcast before and you have no idea what I'm rambling on about, this podcast is called The Secrets Out, where each week I sit down with celebrities or friends, or in this episode, my family, to discuss real life secrets that have been anonymously submitted by you, the audience. I feel like I have to let you know, I have to remind you at the beginning of every episode that these secrets are incredibly full on. So if you're squeamish, probably isn't the right podcast for you. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. Let's jump straight in with my dad, who wasn't originally planned to be saying a secret of his own, just started saying a secret of his own.
So there was a time, a long time ago, when you two probably don't know, but mum knows, when mum was out for the girls' night and came back one night.
Girls' night? When did I do that?
Oh, many years ago. And came back to find baby Elvis was having a drink from a glass of milk in the front room.
Who's baby Elvis?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Who's baby Elvis?
Baby Elvis, I'd been cooking and had some chili on my fingers after cooking.
Neat! Oh, share this story!
Can I know? What is going on?
And, I don't understand.
I don't understand. I don't want to understand. We're not talking about.
That's our nickname, Baby Elvis.
Why did you?
Oh my fuck! I already want to end the episode.
I'm never speechless. I have nothing.
There's nothing to be embarrassed.
Didn't we buy you a piece of art with Elvis on it in your living room?
And that's. Baby Elvis was very appreciative of that.
No, fact. Enough. No.
Holy shit.
This is not funny. This is really
So
not
I'd been
right.
cooking.
No,
cooking for
no,
when
no,
I'm
no we're no jumping more. In. Who wants to read the first secret?
I'll go first. Mum's actually angry.
Mum's pissed.
Mum's going to leave. It's just a name.
Well, it's no more embarrassing than to say I pooed my pants in the park.
It's not a secret. I come home to find you if you're dead.
No, okay. Oh, my God. No. No more.
Baby
Your neighbours can probably
no, stop.
Hear.
Stop.
Right, who's reading the first secret?
I'll go first. My partner and I are on a diet. She cooks me the most amazing healthy lunches to take to work. I don't want to eat a salad with the boys, so every morning I throw it in the dumpster out the back and grab a pie from the deli next door instead. I mean, fair.
That just sounds like that.
I wouldn't want salad.
That sounds like that on a night.
Pie.
Do you remember when we were buying our first house? We was to save money. We made pet lunches, and I used to give you your pet lunch, and I never believed that you took it to work and ate it. I actually think you was that man throwing it in the bin, because I actually don't think you took it to work. But we did used to make little sandwiches.
I think the intention is good. There.
What, throwing it away?
No, he shouldn't throw the food away. That's just wasteful. But the intention to his partner is good, right?
Yeah. Pretending.
Well, she's not.
But then also
not.
Just eat the pie. Who cares?
Also, just eat both. Yeah. But here's the difference, though. They're in it together. Yeah. On a diet. My I partner beat. And I are on a diet.
They're quit the diet. Eat the pies.
If Dad did that, if I was on a diet,
If you guys were both trying to lose weight together, and Dad gained weight while you lost,
why are you
it?
Looking at me when you say
that? I quite like that. That'd be all right. Because I'm competitive, so I will be thinking that's all right. Yeah, carry on. I'll be feeding him. Actually,
you do feed me up. That's true. Actually, you give me pies.
Full olive oil in that salad.
I just feel like this is Dad on the way back from. Dad used to commute to London every day for work. There is no chance that at the train station you weren't getting an extra breakfast or dinner before getting home every day.
You definitely had a bar or something. You definitely would have chocolate or something you would eat on the way home. You definitely did.
When you used to commute to London?
I would go into Pret every day on the way. Yeah. Yes, that's right. And get something nice.
I mean, you have to sit on that shit train. I would do the same.
Well, it's
do you think
off
he
the
should
train.
Talk to his partner?
For your walk.
Do you think he should talk to the partner?
No. Don't think it's that deep, Mum. I think he just wants a pie. See, the pie, mate. Enjoy the pie.
I'm a paramedic, and when I go to the patients' houses, I hang pictures upside down, turn ornaments the wrong way around. This is Dad. I don't think I ever not done this unless the patient has been really unwell.
That's horrible.
So cool. No, Dad does that all the time.
You're not a patient. You're
me. His 30-year-old daughter, not a patient who might be like confused or not well.
Well, you are confused. That would be a bit unkind. What did I fill your handbag with the other week?
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't
food.
He?
Cereal. Breakfast cereal.
So the other day, Poppy and Dad were both at our house. And whilst Poppy was out the room, Dad got our box of cereal from our kitchen and filled Poppy's handbag with cereal.
I don't think Dad's ever been to my house and not done something like that.
This is someone that's going into someone's house as a professional. I'm sorry, but they're going in there as a professional and they're fucking with their minds. I love it.
Mark's trying to be so serious. I'm like, I can't.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's great.
I'm going to start doing it.
I think it's good.
Hang pictures upside down.
No, I'm going to just
I'm going to start going to my friends' houses and just turn the picture
upside
down. Well,
you're not, are you? Because that's fucking weird.
No,
so
I
you're
am.
Not going to do
gonna,
that.
No, I want to do it. I'm going to do
they'll
it.
They'll be like, all right, man. What? Are you okay?
But do you remember actually?
Mum in the hallway with the painting like, upside down.
But Dad used to do it to Uncle Mike all the time, all those little statues.
Move
he used
them
to
around.
Turn
oh,
them
yeah,
and move
all that
them around.
Collection of statues.
You moved them into different rooms.
But he wasn't ill. I wasn't
no.
a paramedic.
I think, no. sadly.
No, but I think it just brings a bit of fun. They've got such a serious, hard, stressful job. I can't imagine being a paramedic. Probably just lightens their day up a little
it
bit. It's harmless.
The hell
no,
out
it's a bit
of
harmless fun.
No, not if someone's not.
Okay, what about this then? You're in the paramedic because you sprained your ankle. You need to check if it's broken or not.
Well, that's different.
That's not bad then, is it? If it's like an elderly person who's not like very, very ill, then yeah, that's savage. If I turned up to your house, well, you've been crying about your shoulder for about a month.
I'd probably just report the guy though. I'm not going to lie.
Have you called the paramedic yet, Pop, for your shoulder? You know what you're like.
I'm on the verge.
I go to places like Lidl or Aldi and I only buy a few.
Wait, one minute. One minute. What shop you go to? Lidl or?
Aldi.
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 It's Aldi.
It's Aldi, Nicole.
No,
it's
Aldi.
What do they sell in Aldi?
It's where the Aldis go.
Clearly.
Is it Aldi?
Aldi.
Okay. Aldi. And I only buy a few items and I queue behind someone buying a week's worth of shopping and they don't let me go in front of them if I ask. And I hide items of their shopping, like their burgers, but not their buns, or random items. So it will come to them shopping and they won't have them. What, so you hide items of their food?
Wait, has this got no full stops, or did Dad just read that with the weirdest punctuation? Let me have a little go on that guy. Let me try it out, because you just read that.
There's no punctuation.
If I go to places like Lidl or Aldi and I only buy a few items, and I queue up before, and I queue up behind somebody that's buying a week's worth of shopping, if they don't let me go in front of them if I ask, I hide items of their shopping, like their burgers, but not their buns, or random items, so that when they come to cooking them, they don't have them.
I think that's so funny.
I think that's a really good thing to... No,
yeah,
it's
I would,
not.
No,
bad,
I would...
No, bad.
Why'd you both look at me and change your mind? No, I don't think...
I love it. I think
that's
a great
funny
one.
I'm not sure I would do it.
I think it's harmless. I wouldn't do it. I think it's quite funny.
But this does actually, and this has honestly happened to me today, Marks and Spencer's, standing in the queue at the till, I'm going through, and I heard this woman say to the man behind her, in front of her, would you mind awfully if I went in front of you, because I've left my mum in the car, and this is a picnic, and we're going on a picnic together, and this is the God's truth. So he said, oh, okay. When I turned around, this man had one sandwich and a bottle of Coke. No. He had nothing else. She took a whole basket through in front of him. I was with my friend Kate, and
that's
I just
nice
said to her, I can't bear it. I wanted to say to the man, stop the woman,
did
shopping.
Did you call the police?
The paramedic.
What did you do?
No, don't you think that was a bit rude?
Yeah,
she had a whole
to be fair,
basketful.
I do always offer people in front
yeah,
of
if,
me.
Yeah, if someone comes in with one or two things behind me, I will say, do you want to go first? Yeah. But not like she literally asked to go in front of him.
We're actually talking about this.
Okay,
not
sorry.
You.
It was just
not
I experienced
you.
It today,
no,
and I thought it was
I
rude.
I think that's good, Mum.
But
did
I
you,
think.
So did you, as a good citizen, step in?
No, I just glared at her.
Oh,
I did the stare. Look. I did the stare. You know the stare, kids. You've had it.
My boyfriend cheated on me, so I put my used tampon in his jacket pocket.
I mean, what's that going to do?
He put his hand in the pocket to get something out and pull out the tampon instead.
Yeah, but then what? Yeah, but I wish I hadn't cheated on her. I mean, obviously he's an arsehole, but...
I feel like that's a good level of...
Well, it depends if that's the end of the relationship as part of that deal or not. Just putting a tampon in a
it's
pocket
a bit weak,
is not...
actually. I could go bigger than that.
Yeah, you
it's
would.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, no.
What
I
would
wouldn't.
You do? I'm joking,
don't
tell me.
Don't start. I think that's a good level. I like
she,
it.
She probably got some good revenge satisfaction from it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When I go for walks, I pick leaves off the neighbours' hedges and put them in my pockets and take them home and eat. I also really enjoy, what does that say?
Conifer.
What's a conifer tree? And we'll have a little snack on the sly when I can. Sometimes I put them in a crisp sandwich too. Yeah.
They're still their neighbours'. Leaves off of their bush and they eat them as a snack.
That must be like a thing, right? You got like you're into it.
I've never heard of that.
Why don't you give it a go?
No, I don't want to try
that. You're giving all
one.
The other things a go.
No, I don't fancy that one.
Not a little snack on your neighbours.
That must be like when someone's into eating like rock or, you know,
chalk,
that's it.
Mm.
And like they're into eating leaves.
And
I mean, healthy, right? Just a leaf.
There are some
leaves
you
bad,
can't
you.
Eat, though. Like rhubarb leaves are really dangerous.
Oh, Mum's into her garden, and here we go.
This is your chance to
Mum,
tell that
step
person.
Up. You yeah. tell them, can they eat
leaves.
Conifer leaves? Tree.
Every probably, time Buzz goes near rhubarb, he gets pulled away.
No,
does
he
eats
can't
that
eat.
Leaf.
But here's the thing. What about if their neighbour's bush is really low, and the sneaky little dog's been pissing on it, and they're eating pissy leaf?
Pissy, shitty leaf.
Yeah, could have had a little shitty leaf on there.
Yeah,
or bird's
maybe.
Poo.
Oh, God, yeah. Not birds poo.
Oh, no, then they'll go blind. They get bird poo in their eye, then they're blind.
Yeah, I've
never heard of that before.
I mean,
I've never heard of it before.
That's literally what you told me the entire time growing up.
What?
If you get birds poo in your eye, then you go blind.
Yeah, but that's... You used to tell me that all the time.
Stop you going out and putting yourself in danger.
Yeah, stop you looking up at the sky in case a bird pooed on you. Actually, didn't one poo on you the other day, Pops?
Did. It's lucky, isn't it?
Yep.
I feel it.
I don't know about that.
I work in a coffee shop, and if customers come in and are dicks, we give them decaf. And if they are absolute assholes, we run the water through a used coffee shot, which makes them shit themselves.
No. You see, stuff like this just makes me never want to go into coffee shops because I'm sure
you hear it all the time.
Yeah, just be a bloody nice person.
Well, I am.
Well, then, you like have you shit yourself after going to the coffee shop recently?
But I knew he wasn't nice again today.
That's how you know if you've
been there. And they took a long time. She took my order. She chatted to her friends for ages who came into the shop.
Yeah, I can beat the coffee shop.
And then, by the time I waited for my coffee.
Have you shit yourself today?
No, but it was Dad's coffee. So
have you shit yourself today, Dad?
I thought it was quite nice, actually.
I mean, as a decaf drinker, I wouldn't take much offence to that.
No, we're decaf now.
What, for one day in 12 hours?
No, we've been doing it for a week.
Oh, yeah, Dad's gone from 9 coffees a day. And then I said to him the other day, that's too many.
You'd
and
now he's 9 gone, coffees a day.
Sometimes, Pops.
Pop, he had
Where
9...
are you trying to run to? What are you trying to do when you're retired? Why would you ever need 9 coffees a day?
So I said to him the other day, and then now he's gone full extreme. He came around the other day. He's like, no, I only drink decaf.
No, but the time we did go... lost the coffee a while ago. I did get a huge headache because of it, but not this time.
Oh, we did the juice, detox.
We all
as
did.
A family, we tried to do a juice detox.
We all had to stop.
This was years ago.
2 days. What was it? 48-hour detox.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
I was ill beforehand, so I couldn't actually get involved in the detox.
No, exactly.
Andy. Zoe wasn't doing the detox.
Andy,
Sean, Poppy, Mum, and Dad.
We were so
how long did you last?
2 days. No.
What do you mean 2 days? Are you kidding me?
Do you mean 2 hours?
Mum, you didn't even last like 12 hours.
No, I did a day.
No, you didn't.
You all ate dinner.
No, we didn't.
You all ate dinner.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You didn't even have breakfast, lunch.
I blame Zoe. Zoe, I blame you.
Why do you blame Zoe?
Because I remember you were eating something. What? It was like beans on jacket potato or something. And I was like, fuck this, I'm done.
It was awful. Dad was really ill, though. He had
true.
And Sean.
I mean,
yeah, because of no
Ill.
Coffee.
But I've gone
That's
decaf.
What I think it is. So you've gone straight from 9 coffees to decaf.
I'm not sure if I had 9. Maybe that was my most. But I'm trying decaf.
But you do just like the big plunger.
9. It's like 1 every
4 I'm about to do another one now, actually. Yeah.
No, I would say on...
Dad would just make one of those big things in the morning and then just drink it up.
I like coffee. That's
You'll
okay.
have 2 or 3 in the morning before we even...
Right, don't hassle me. I'm on decaf.
Now,
I've put on weight and I'm having too much coffee.
Are we... What are we thinking about this character?
I think that's entirely reasonable to do that.
I like it. Yes. Because also it's just going to make... It's going to make them not come back to the shop. You don't want customers like that coming in your shop. So if they shit yourself off to go in, they're probably not going to come back.
Yeah, if you've ever worked a job that's like speaking to customers, they can be such wankers. So, you know.
Yeah.
What did you do to your dad's coffee when he was horrible?
Spat in it.
There you go. Extra frothy coffee.
Do you want cappuccino, Dad?
Yeah, of course you can. You can because he's dead as well. So you can't hear it.
I want to break up with my girlfriend because I fancy one of my best friends, but it's been 2 years and I don't know how to do it.
Oh. Is that it? Well, that's really sad.
Gotta do it.
Yeah. 2 years.
But she's been wanting to break up for 2 years.
No, they've been together. He or she.
No, they've wanted to break up for 2 years. And they're still
sorry, am I just really savage? 2 years,
she's waiting 2 years.
Haven't broken up.
Just do it.
Just
why hang
do
around?
It.
They don't
That's
know
what
they're
saying. They're
in
the house.
They can do it
they
in a sensitive way.
Okay. They don't know how to do it.
So
I've got to do
you
it.
You wouldn't do it in a sensitive way, though. You'd just be savage about it.
No, it depends on the situation. We don't know that all the context.
They
no.
just fancy their best friend. So they're falling out of love. They fancy someone else.
Does the best they've friend fancy them, though? If they don't, then it's...
Also, they don't have to tell the partner that. They can just say, you know, my feelings have changed. And
then half an hour
I'm
later, get
to
together
on.
With your best friend.
Well, no, you'd have to be a bit sensitive to that, wouldn't you? To not
days.
Do that. No, not yeah. a few dashes.
I think you have a chat and you know. Just how make you... a group thruple.
A thruple.
I mean, like yeah. could be open to that, but I don't think that's massively helpful.
We're talking human centipede.
Oh my.
No, no.
Oh my.
What? Oh. I warned you before we started this. I said there were.
That was one of Alfie and my's favourite films.
You did actually
though,
buy me that for
I
Christmas.
Mean. I did.
Yeah, I did. Dad bought me that for Christmas.
Human centipede 3.
Yeah.
That
I've still
is
got
so
a human centipede.
One was
we were
the
going
best
through
one.
Our DVDs the other day. I've still got it.
But that wasn't one of your favourite films. I've never even seen it.
Have you not?
No,
that's
no.
the one. It would scar you for life. You are the kind of person, you already don't like being home alone. You
no, you
would
wouldn't want to be
shit yourself
yeah,
if you watch
any
well,
centipede.
But if you did, it'd be in someone else's mouth. So
yeah.
that would be okay.
Please, please.
But going back to the secret, guys, what I'm thinking is,
okay,
how
here we
has
go,
this
Mom.
Person seriously kept this for 2 years?
Yeah, but we don't know the circumstance. They
I mean, they might
together,
not living
they
together.
They
might not
be
living together.
Their face might be sewed to the person's butthole.
Okay.
No, don't be silly.
Honestly, I feel sick.
Yeah. Okay, Mum, what are they doing? Give them some advice.
I think
split
from
it up.
Whoever,
it's
here
not gonna
is,
work.
Whoever
if you're
is.
Listening, whoever wrote this in, here is some advice from my 74-year-old mum.
I'm 62, you bloody idiot. 74.
Come on, I'm joking.
Well, I know you are. Gosh, I'm joking. I think, in all honesty, they got to have the conversation. Just say it kindly, be nice.
We're finished. That's it.
End.
I thought you were telling mum.
This is it.
Sorry,
a bit rude. 35 years. Actually, Nick, I've been wanting to do it for 35
I like your
years.
Best friend.
I stumbled across my best mate's girlfriend on OnlyFans. She was using a fake name, and I'm sure he doesn't know and is very against it. I've subscribed and I haven't told him.
He subscribed
he
to
subscribed.
Her.
He didn't yeah. need to subscribe. Come on, mate. Are you joking?
Does that mean, because I'm not sure what this is, does that mean he's watching her?
You do
on
know
OnlyFans.
I don't.
You've got an account.
Oh, God.
Give me strength.
OnlyFans is like whatever kind of videos and pictures you want to be doing. Behind
okay.
a subscription, so someone will pay
people
like
pay to watch
three,
you.
4, 5 quid a month,
allegedly,
and then you can upload and post whatever you want.
Okay. And if people, are
but is it a
pay.
Private account? So people have to subscribe.
Yeah, so
to
you have to pay
account.
To see anything that's on there.
And he's done that to his friend's girlfriend.
Yeah, but his friend also doesn't know that his girlfriend is on it.
Yeah, but how close is the girlfriend and the friend? Because he. If that
well,
was like someone
now,
who
they?
I was friends with, Sean's friend, I would just say like. Are you all right? I've just seen your OnlyFans.
Sorry, one sec. Poppy's currently Ow. Pulling out Dad's eyebrow hairs whilst we're recording the episode.
Just one really grey one. Daddy.
Only one.
It was winking at me.
Ones.
We had a secret on a episode, on a different episode, where the woman was writing in because she has a secret OnlyFans from her husband to be able to afford for their wedding to
Aww.
Save up money. So it could be a situation like that. And it's actually the reasoning as to why she's doing it is really, really lovely.
Yeah. And also, yeah, do you
it's just
really
up
to
her.
It's up to her.
I think it's up to her.
He no, also, the boyfriend might don't. Also know.
Yeah.
But just not have a problem
not
with
told
it.
The
and
friends.
Just not told
not
friends.
Told
yeah.
the friends.
Mm, so many angles.
I
the
think...
guy could start watching it and then it just drops a porn video of his best mate and her. And <he's> like, oh, shit.
My belly button looks like an arse crack, meaning that to clean it, I have to stretch the sides apart with a pair of tweezers and then get another pair of tweezers or a toothpick to clean out the gunk made. If I leave it too long, this can't be real. If I leave it too long,
legit.
It smells when I do it. Also, it isn't belly button fluff that I clean out. It's more like dry earwax.
I just feel sick.
Gross.
I actually feel...
Right, there's only one
so
answer
get that
to
paramedic
this.
Round, it will change the...
Yeah, go to doctor. I'm sure it's fine, but you need a little help.
You need to get in the bathtub.
And
you're
also
grubby.
You're clearly not cleaning it often enough if it's getting to that condition.
Yeah. I mean, but there might be like a little something in there.
Oh, don't I feel a bit sick?
They could store food in there.
No, I think they should just go to the doctor. Oh, what could I do with my gaping belly button?
What do you mean it's like a butt crack?
Or start an OnlyFans account.
Oh, for belly button fetish.
Belly button fetishes. There's a niche marketplace there. Before my mum and dad got married and had me and my sister, my mum was married to my dad's son from his first wife. My mum was married to my dad's son from his first wife.
What? Wait, it should actually be the other way around. They should have said, my ex-husband. I married my ex-husband's dad.
It's not. It's her actual husband. My mum was married to my half-brother before I was born. So it's like me having a son and Mandy was married to my son before we got together.
Yeah, so mum got with someone and then got with the dad. Got with the dad.
So mum was married to someone, broke up, and then married their dad.
That's like Alfie getting with Tracy. No, but
is this your secret,
that is the equivalent, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the equivalent.
Well, me and Sean.
So they, oh.
No, that's not right.
Yeah.
I'm your daughter.
Yeah, but daughter instead of son. Be Sean marrying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sean marrying mum.
I suppose if she fell in love, married someone.
It happens,
then she met his dad. I imagine it's a thing.
It is like getting.
So my mum was married to my half-brother before I was born.
Half-brother.
Yeah.
Is it a secret?
She gets
then?
Together with the son.
I don't understand.
They split up. She gets together with the father.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So is it okay to go with the father and son?
I don't know.
No, it's just a family secret. Just the fact that
what,
the mum
no
was.
No one knows.
Yeah, people just don't know. The fact that that's what they've written in.
I mean, I don't think it's okay, but.
I think it's okay. I think it's just.
Unusual.
Weird, isn't it? If it's you, it's just weird.
I mean, it's not okay. If you split up with Zoe Gore and Tracy, it's not really okay, is it?
That would be strange.
I get it. Like, you can't help what you fall for, but, like, it's a bit strange.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
I'm sure
you don't have to go
happy.
From your partner's dad.
Keep it in the family.
It's you getting together with Sean's dad.
My sister used to tell me if I didn't listen to her or do her chores, then she would climb into our loft and get a sword and kill me. I believed it for years, and when she told me it wasn't true, I thought she was lying.
Sean used to tell his brother that he turned into a werewolf every night and that he would come and get him.
To get him to do things?
I think it was like, well, at this time, you know, you can't be in my room because I will turn into the werewolf.
Tell everyone what you used to do in the swimming pool with me.
I mean, it sounds really savage.
If it sounds savage, then there's a reason why it sounds savage.
Because it was.
No, when we used to go swimming, Alfie couldn't touch the bottom.
When we'd be on holiday, lovely, chilling, we're in Turkey, family holiday.
We'd just
in
play
the
a
pool,
game where you'd be in the middle
of the pool.
And
Poppy's game would be...
Drown your brother.
You would be in the middle of the
pool. No. How did I get to the middle of the pool? Did you drag me or did I go to the middle of the pool?
I'm looking surprised here, guys. No one can see because I don't know this story.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Every time.
It was a game.
Oh, it was a game for one of us.
No, it was a game. It was a game until you wanted to come back.
Which was within 4 seconds of the game beginning.
And then I wouldn't let him to the edge of the pool, but he couldn't touch the bottom.
So what she would do, you wouldn't let me hold on to you. She would push me off, so I'm treading water. If I tried to swim to the edge, she'd drag me back to the middle. Then I'd go to swim to the edge, and then she'd drag me back to the middle.
Plot twist. When you got bigger than me.
Yeah, then what? Then I fucked you up.
You started it to me.
You didn't expect that one to come so quickly.
No.
Now it's the other way.
I mean, you still actually do it now.
Yeah, because I'm getting you back.
Because that's why I'm a bit confused, because all I remember is Alfie doing this to you. I really didn't know you did it.
Like five. If you ever see me beating Poppy up now, that's why. I'm getting her back. Yeah, that's all the secrets.
That's all of them.
That's everything.
Oh.
Wow.
You don't want to hear about baby Elvis?
No, we did not. We did not. No more of that.
I don't know why you've done it. Absolutely not appropriate. No. Not listening to it.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Secret's Out. As I said at the beginning, please don't forget to go down below, drop a little subscribe, drop a little follow. It means a lot. And if you do, that means you'll be notified every Thursday when a brand new episode of The Secret's Out goes up. I appreciate you listening. I'll catch you then.